coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday morning.
It is. It's this, the rest of the week. It's all good. It's all good. We're going to enjoy that. And you've got Friday. I don't know who your co-host is on Friday, but I'm going to a wedding. And a lot of these weddings are outdoors. This is going to be a great weekend for the wedding.
God bless them, man.
I know. I know. We're excited.
You put in
it.
All that time, that effort, right? The money, the whatever, whatever, and you want it to be the greatest day of your life or whatever, right? and then you get crappy weather.
And the rain, the plan B is never even close to the outdoor wedding with all the tables and the music. They move it in or they get a tent, you know, but it's going to be a great weekend, so I'm excited about that. But speaking of, you do weddings down there, don't you?
We do weddings.
Okay, hey, we got a special guest here, Elizabeth Jolly Haslett. Many of us have been to Heritage Hill, and of course they have, 27 different buildings there, historic, and you keep adding, and it's just a great place. But you do all these,
Are you going to rent out the bunkhouse during the draft?
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a great idea? Todd would be there.
Elizabeth, we should talk about that, because these encampments that you have, you know, the Civil War, you're going to talk about what's coming up there.
Yeah.
But you do have kind of sleepovers.
Yeah, well, so the encampment people, the people that come, we have living history groups from around the area that come and use Heritage Hill for their encampments. They do stay overnight, actually.
Oh,
we're not open to
cool.
the public. We don't camp at Heritage Hill for the public, but maybe for the draft.
John and I would like to do an encampment on the history of the NFL.
Actually, you know where I'd love to stay?
We charge $200.
You know what I'd love to say? One good thing about the Fox River Trail is you go behind, if you go far enough, I mean, this is how far I walked that day. You know, past...
You got lost.
Heritage Hill. But they've got those buildings on the other side of the street.
Yeah.
That I don't know if people... Are those open to the... Those from the backside when you're in the Fox River Trail? Wow, are they cool.
That's our fur trade area. And yeah, that's definitely always open. We are looking at doing something off of the Fox River Trail a couple Sundays in... probably September, October, where people can come off the Fox River Trail. We'll open that gate down there, and you might be able to bike through the park, possibly, which we don't normally allow.
I would love that.
I would love that.
But from the backside, is the building ever cool, huh?
Yeah, the fur trade is really, immersive. And that actually is the actual site of the first courthouse in Wisconsin. So all the buildings at Heritage Hill were moved to Heritage Hill, but that land is historic.
Okay.
Wow, that's
Could I
cool.
metal detect there?
Yeah, maybe.
Please find it.
Wait a moment.
When Elizabeth is
I got excited, and Nick Backhouse will be the one. Yeah.
All right. But what is your role there? I know you're very active there.
I'm the director of development.
Okay.
So fundraising and talking about Heritage Hill and sharing Heritage Hill.
All right. But you do not have authority to allow John but you can look.
Maybe.
You know who does.
But would you ask at least? Would you please ask?
I could ask. Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
All right. So Heritage Hill, tell me what's coming up here.
Yeah. So August 17th and 18th, we have a Civil War encampment. So a group will be reenacting or enacting the 1st Wisconsin Regiment, I believe it is.
Old Abe. That's the name of it. That was the name of the regiment. And they had the big eagle. That's, I think, in the state capitol.
I'll have to go and learn this.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah. So they'll be doing drills and marching and talking about kind of how they lived and what they did during the Civil War and how Wisconsin was a part of the Civil War.
I'll tell you what, Wisconsin played an unbelievable part in the Civil War.
It did. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. I actually have a friend that wrote a musical about her great-great-grandfather's involvement. He was an immigrant, and then he came and signed up for the Civil War, and then he was actually a prisoner of war in Andersonville.
Oh my God. Yeah. Andersonville was, do you know the story about Andersonville?
I do not.
It was horrific. They had 40,000 prisoners or something just in this, with no food.
Yeah.
There's a little creek running through that was about 1,000,000% polluted.
Yeah.
Everybody got dysentery, typhus. So many people died from the north in Andersonville. It's unbelievable, isn't it, though?
Yeah, yeah. It's just like crazy that this happened on U.S. soil. And yeah, the conditions were.
Do you want to know though? Okay, so can I give a little history?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're about.
Okay.
That is.
So Michigan, one of their regiments, got so decimated at some of the battles. Okay. Antietam was one of them. And Wisconsin came in and they kind of combined because they lost so many troops. They pretty much put Wisconsin and Michigan troops together. They got along so good and they fought so well together. It was incredible. And then after the war, they formed a fraternity where they had reunions all the time and kept this all to go.
That's cool.
And one of the people that kind of saw this and oversaw it was Douglas MacArthur's dad. So for World War One, when they started forming different units, they said, hey, let's take that Wisconsin unit. Let's take the Michigan unit. They get along so good and they fought so well together and formed them together.
Yeah.
And that was the first basis of the 32nd Division, the Red Arrow Division, which is still down on Military Avenue right now. And that's where it began.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's a little history. Is.
Tying history to today.
Here.
That's what
I can tell you, though, the last, Jim, we talked about this before. The last time I hosted an event, or not the last time, but one of the times, was the reenactment, and it was like 100 degrees.
And some
guy passed out.
Yeah.
And remember this? But the here's, and the guy was fine. But the part that was amazing is these guys that have been shot laid there the entire time when the ambulance was there and everything in those thick wool uniforms.
They are committed.
They didn't move a muscle. Yeah, it was incredible.
Break character. That's cool.
Committed to their parts. Yes.
So tell me this reenactment Civil War that you're doing on the 17th. That, who can come to it and how? Just tell me about the event. I mean, I don't know that everybody's been out there.
For this type of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just general admission. You just pay at the door the day of. And anyone and everyone is welcome. We often get a lot of dads, which is great. Dads with kids.
And these reenactors, they take it serious to the point of every bit of their equipment is like legit, right?
Really historically accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they make their own clothing. They construct their own weapons and whatever. It's totally what it would have
been. I mean, nobody shows up with something that's like wrong era type thing.
No.
I mean, it's like,
no one's in like a Nike tennis shoe their uniform.
And I think that's really cool how they take so much pride in their role, as small as it is. They really lean into that. Tell me, is there a number of shows throughout the day, or if someone wants to go, that's a Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's Saturday and Sunday, and it's just ongoing all day. Everything is ongoing. They'll be doing some drills, probably usually like 10, 11, you know, on the hour-ish, but you can come at any time and you'll see something.
And you talk to them and they're in first person, what they're doing right there.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of go in and out, so they, you know, will talk to you. They won't be, like, alarmed that you have a cell phone or anything.
They cook and everything there, though, too,
they
right?
Do.
Over open fires, which is kind of cool.
Yep, yeah, they have their tents up and everything.
Yeah, it's neat. I really enjoy that.
It's immersive.
I can see a father-daughter, just going out there. I mean, that's different, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have great park systems here, but, I mean, and what else do you have? You have another one coming up?
Yeah, and then at the end of the month, August 31st, September 1st, we have a French and Indian War encampment.
Oh, cool.
So down in the fur trade area, the area you love, will be a different group. They're called Redcoats in Green Bay, and they do a lot of encampments at Heritage Hill. And they'll be talking about the French and Indian War and kind of Wisconsin's involvement in that, which we absolutely were. Interestingly, because we've been around since 1634, I think, Gene Nicolet.
And that actually led to a lot of people coming to Wisconsin who fought the war and everything. It's like, hey, this is a pretty cool place.
Yeah.
the fur traders, they were good negotiators.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. I don't negotiate. All he wants to do
and
is
I'm
negotiate.
Saying they would have kept coming back if we weren't good negotiators. Yeah. So
hey, Pierre, look at that pelt. He wants a shilling. No, half drops.
Right? Get him on there. That sounds good.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Hey, Todd, talk about that text you just got there.
So somebody just texted in, Elizabeth, and asked if you know the name of that musical you were talking about, because this gentleman's relative was the last survivor to leave.
Whoa.
And he actually has the jacket that was given to him from this individual.
Wow, that's really awesome. It's called Lincoln and Liberty 2. It's part of Play by Play Theater. Mary Ellinger from Play by Play Theater wrote it.
See how that just rolled off her? She used to be an actress.
Yeah. Were you?
I did. My background's in actually theater. Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah,
so was mine.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
I was actor of the year at Wasabi State Junior College.
Oh, my gosh.
I got this certificate. I've got it right upstairs. Great. I can run up and show you.
I would love to see
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, 9 kids in his graduating class.
Where were you? What were some of the things you were in?
I've done a lot with Abrams Community Theater. So I played Miss Hannigan. That was a favorite role.
Yeah, I can kind of. That,
torturing children.
Right, right.
What was
right.
that? What play is that?
Annie.
Annie. Oh. Annie, yeah.
Miss Hannigan?
The evil one in Annie.
I never saw Annie.
Oh, man.
It's okay. He's the guy. He teases
and
me about...
And you say you're an actor. Never seen Annie.
Annie, come on. No. Frank, you know, he's got some... He's
actually, got, okay, no, he's was got that with Carol Burnett?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I saw some of that. Okay. Yeah, she was great in that. Yeah.
He's got a daughter who should be in theater.
Granddaughter.
A granddaughter, I'm sorry, who should be in theater.
Oh, yeah.
Because when all those kids are on the beds, you know, it's a hard knock life.
Oh, she'd be perfect.
She'd be perfect.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you were Miss Hannigan.
I was Miss Hannigan. I played Kathy Seldon in Singing in the Rain.
Wow.
So the title, yeah, the character.
That's Fred Astaire, wasn't it?
Gene Kelly.
Okay.
Close enough.
Yeah. People be like, yeah, that's similar. Whatever, same guy.
similar. What else have I been? I played one of my favorites was the very angry nun in Sound of Music, the one that hates Maria, Sister Berta.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, a small role, but
I have seen that a lot.
Look at his face.
Hey, Todd, I'm just going to go get another cup of coffee for the next 5 minutes.
We could talk about that. Did you try out for the mother? Did you try out for other parts and they gave you that?
No, I don't remember, but I think I wanted a smaller role in that one, just time. And...
All right.
Okay. I'm going to ask a question about Sound of Music.
Okay.
Go ahead. I love this. What is
it? Is she the one that took out the distributor cap from the Nazi car?
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
All right.
You did see that. That's
yeah.
Hey, but I know we have to talk about Heritage Hill and your encampments, but you went out to New York and gave it a college try?
I did. Well, I studied acting at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts.
So did I.
Yeah. I believe it. You have a certificate for that
as well. The Wasabi Junior College version.
It was
a satellite.
I got to get a picture of this, and you're both on the radio today in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Who even could think of it?
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. You want to know what my favorite role was?
Yes.
George in Of Mice and Men.
Oh, that's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great one.
You know,
so just bring back memories?
Yeah. I sang the little girl song. It was very creepy.
Did you play all creepy people?
No. I play a lot of, I play a lot of like angry or intoxicated.
Were you in the Christmas, story?
I was not. No, I've never. No, I don't think I've ever.
Are there any women in the Christmas story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There
is a teacher. I think there's an. The wife.
And, anyway, I could see.
Oh, I'm thinking of the one with the ghost.
The ghost.
Yeah. The Cratchit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got to set a quick break. Carol. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. My Northern Mariner on Wednesday morning.
We're doing this in honor of Elizabeth. Yeah. This is great. She who played Miss Hannigan.
So was that Carol Burnett?
That was Carol Burnett.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Todd.
I was just going to say, I've never known somebody whose smile lights up a room whenever we talk musicals Jim Schmidt.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't in a lot of them, but I was in some, but my kids were in them, so I would
go. He played Tiny Tim in A Christmas Story.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I can see that.
And I was in The Music Man. I was in the Barbershop Quartet. At Capitol Theater in Manitowoc.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, of course.
Give us the Tiny Tim line, would you?
Yeah.
Real quick.
No, you know what happened when I was in Tiny Tim?
Come on.
I just want to tell you, the guy set me down.
You were so tiny.
He was on his shoulders, and the guy set me down.
You were too tiny.
And my crutch
looked like Elf on a Shelf.
And I got a black eye.
Oh no!
Because he set me down, the crutch hit me in the eye.
Oh no!
Ask my mom; she's listening. Yeah.
Give it the classic line.
Acting.
Give it the line that brings
tears. What the God blesses everyone?
Yeah.
The God blesses everyone.
That was it.
No. That
worst
was not in character.
I don't ever.
No.
Everyone. I know the timing on it. Yeah. Space, but
bless everyone.
God blesses everyone. Okay.
That's a different take on Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
Yes. That was a long.
You know they do that with Shakespeare.
Oh yeah.
Different takes.
Right. That's different takes.
That's
just bringing it a little bit. Yeah, modernized. Right. That's what it was. People whine more now.
I was actually in a Shakespearean play.
Oh, my gosh.
But I didn't have a speaking role.
Oh.
Yeah. It was 12th Night.
Okay.
This was actually at Arizona State. But and they did it in a like a roaring 20s kind of theme.
Yeah.
And I played like a gangster that just stood the just background with a Tommy gun and type thing.
Just being Shakespearean.
What?
That's great. All right. So
better than God bless everyone.
All right. So Heritage Hill, you do a lot of school trips. A lot of schools go there.
That's a big thing. Absolutely.
It is. But tell me about the other opportunities people have, because I think if you haven't been in a while, you do rent that out for some pretty cool events, weddings. I know I've been to a couple weddings there.
Yeah, we absolutely do weddings any year round. So the church is heated. It's not air conditioned, sadly, but the church is heated. So we do weddings year round there and then receptions as well. We have a smaller ish venue, 150 for receptions, but beautiful, beautiful pictures.
You know, it was a really successful event you guys had that I was part of, I was an MC for, was when you had Nellie Olson from Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, that was fun.
Why was that popular?
Yes, the Little House on the Prairie days. We are looking at that. We kind of cut that for a bit, and we're looking at maybe doing some of that. I don't know if we get the people back. They're very expensive. But
she was a little different, too.
But, yeah,
I mean, little
interesting. Yeah, she was a character.
Yeah.
You meet her, you get a picture. She's a little weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she was a little standoffish or something.
Yeah.
I took my mother-in-law and... who really wanted to go.
Yes.
And just, she was very nice, like you see for the pictures and the photos. Yeah. So, but I think some people and other people, maybe not so much. I don't know.
They took, let me tell you what though. I'll tell you what. You talk about getting harassed sometimes at things.
Yeah.
I got so harassed by a dozen little girls in Little House in the Prairie bonnets and everything because they had their contest for whatever.
Whoever looked like.
Yeah. And the girls that didn't win because I was up there doing the thing.
No.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Can you you know how hard my mom worked on this?
Oh, no.
This bonnet, it was my grandmother's. And it's like, okay, I didn't. I'm not even lying about this. Yeah. I got harassed by 8-year-old girls that you can't believe.
Never introduced
the
judges.
So you can identify with Miss Hannigan as well.
Yes, that's right. We'd like to.
God.
All right. What's some things you do there in the winter? I don't think I've ever been there.
Yeah, we do. We're actually open every second Saturday from November to April with interpreters, the historic costume people, and select buildings. So we do that once a month in the winter. And we also have a lot of lecture series and that sort of thing as well.
I don't know why this sounds weird, but you know what I'd like to do? I've always had this kind of weird fantasy. Like one of the buildings.
Oh, boy.
Hey, careful. Kind of high on the hill.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Cotton House? The big one? The white one?
It's got
with the
upstairs.
Pillars?
Whatever one's got the upstairs.
Yeah,
it's Cotton House. Okay, where you can see. The view is phenomenal.
It's amazing.
I would love to sit there at like sundown and have a cocktail.
Yeah, we do have a Sunset Sips thing, actually.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, coming up on August 13th, I believe.
That is such a gorgeous view.
You can sit on the porch and,
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Sunset Sips?
Sunset Sips, yeah. It's just, it's free admission. And then there's a bar with a local winery. I think it's Parallel 44
They're
this
great.
Time. And then you just can walk the grounds. You can go up to the Cotton House and sit on the porch.
Love
and
it.
Imagine life.
My favorite place there is the when you have the hands-on thing, the blacksmith.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool how they take just this piece of iron and turn it into
whatever.
A fork or whatever they want to turn it into.
We have some blacksmith workshops coming up this winter, actually.
Really?
So you get to blacksmith.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love
that. So how many... Let's get back to the economics. How many people, when we do the NFL draft and have a sleepover, how many people can sleep there? Because you got the hospital.
Oh, man. In the buildings?
What you're talking about tents?
I think you guys could make
a lot of money.
Yeah.
It would be incredible.
People are coming for an experience, right?
Yeah.
And if you could say, look, where'd you stay in the Green Bay? Stayed at Heritage Hill. What? Yeah, I stayed in the hospital at Heritage Hill.
From 1827.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, hospital,
Or the fur traders.
Or the fur trade cabin,
And then they can, in the morning when you cook them breakfast, you could do a little education on the history of sports or something or the NFL. And I mean, if I was looking and I was
like
a dad and I was going.
I think that'd be a huge fundraiser.
It could be. And I would probably do that just because it's like I'm going to Green Bay. I'm going to stay there.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
That might be something we need DNR approval on.
They're owned by the state.
Yeah. So our land is
Can
DNR.
I just say this? Approval is so overrated.
Oh, okay. Well,
it is so overrated.
That's one way to operate.
Just do it, and then oh, yeah.
Ask for forgiveness.
And you'll end up with your own radio show when you're 60 years old.
Yeah,
so.
I might. Yeah.
But you should just look at that. Could be really, really fun.
That
and
would
if
be
you,
neat.
And we would really help promote that. But
yeah,
I think people are really coming to Green Bay for the NFL draft and for an experience. I think everybody's going to go Lambeau, unique things.
We absolutely,
And I hope you're going to capitalize on it. Because I think everyone should. And when I mean everyone, I'm talking about everyone. I think people should bartend, be an Uber driver, pick up some extra money, setting up, taking down. I just think, why not?
And not every community has a Heritage Hill.
It's
right.
True.
That I think, and you'll get the history guys to say, I don't care what it costs, I'm staying there. Because it's $500 for a hotel, the cheapest one, so you can get that a night.
Yeah.
That could be some serious cash for you.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. We definitely we're looking at our draft plans now, and we will be open that week. Normally we wouldn't be, but we will absolutely be open and doing our stuff. So.
But do it right, do it big. Maybe, I mean, we'll help you out for, what, 10%, Johnny?
For you, that's low.
Oh,
I know.
Wow.
I'm impressed. I love Elizabeth. She was an actress, and I like theater.
Musical.
She's musical. So
after his story about the apple this morning, he's trying to make good.
It was an orange.
I heard that story.
It didn't make any sense out of
that
story.
It made no sense.
I like that you compared to the child catcher, though, and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Thank you.
That was Todd.
Wow. Anyway, all right. Well, we're going to keep in touch. And congratulations on what you're doing out there.
Yeah,
and
this,
again, just remind our listeners the enactment. Is that this weekend or next week?
It's 17th and 18th,
17th.
Civil War, and then French and Indian War is August 31st and September 1st.
Are you guys the ones doing the homemade canoes?
Yes, yeah, Jason.
I want to come out to that.
You got to see that.
When is that?
It's just ongoing. He's just doing it in the fur trade any day. So.
Todd, can you hook this up?
Right. Yeah.
And we've already talked about it. We're going to get Jason on.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Website.
Yep, heritagehillgb.org.
Yeah, I know.
I love what you guys do.
I directed this.
Oh, no, I directed this, actually. Okay, quick, we only have like 10 seconds. What part of all your plays you've ever seen do you think I'd play best?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I could see you in The Music Man, the Harold Hill.
Oh, my God, totally.
Yeah, 100%.
You're awesome, Elizabeth. Heritage Hill. Thank you.
Right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, she was a fun guest, wasn't she?
She got a lot going on out there.
A lot going on out there.
Heritage Hill's a cool place. And like I said, just like she said, you come in there, they got that sip thing on Wednesdays. It's free.
Sit on the patio.
All these other encampments that they have. Yeah,
love it.
Go to the website. She's great.
Ben and Deanna Malko from Bay Area Realty are joining us. And first, we have to talk about something to give me an accolade.
Oh,
just relax, Jim.
I didn't know this was on the list.
Yeah,
you get the text. It's number 11.
Deanna, it's every half hour. So
Okay.
And don't respond or he'll keep going.
Okay. You sometimes, I think, scoff and don't believe me with my workout thing.
A lot of times.
Ben?
I witnessed it.
Yeah.
You didn't even recognize me, did you?
No, I didn't. You were dripping wet. I even said to Deanna, I said, well, you know, our dog's name is Jasper. We were walking down the Fox River Trail and we're just kind of lollygagging. I'm in flip-flops, and all of a sudden I see this guy coming at me just drenched in sweat. And he says hello, and I look up, and then I'm like, John?
No, I had to say, hey.
Yeah.
Remember?
You did.
And you keep walking, hey. And you turn, John.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize you.
Looked a little delirious.
I think it was described to me as near death.
Near death. You know what, you guys? He just woke up from a really bad dream, a nightmare.
So I've got a witness.
All right. Yeah. All right.
By the way, I love that T-shirt you were wearing. Where did you get that?
Which one was it?
Bushwood.
The Bushwood. I got it online. Amazon.
Okay. From Caddyshack.
Yeah, Bushwood Country Club.
Yes. Loved it.
Judge Snell.
Although, you know what? You're one of those guys that I don't laugh at. I'm not saying that.
Sure.
But
I've been laughed at.
Huge, big, muscular guy and this little dog.
He doesn't think he's little. No, he doesn't.
In charge of security.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and the funny thing is that you said to me, I said, John, I didn't even recognize you. You said, yeah, I got a haircut. It's really short.
Right. That was it. The fact that he was working out was that.
I actually had a guy down by, oh my God, I got to tell you this. So I went for a bike ride the other day,
yeah,
and I still haven't bought a pass.
Oh, John.
Did you go on the trail?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not going to let you off next time.
But here's the deal.
It's $20, isn't it?
I know. So here's the deal. Jeez. So I'm on my way back towards the thing, okay? And here comes the truck right on the trail. City Parks truck.
Ooh. It's County.
Checking again. And I was actually looking for an exit point to take it up to the to go out on the road.
Going up some guy's backyard.
Should I turn around and try to outrun him?
Yeah. Yes. Good luck with that.
Honest to God, it's like, I'm going to get busted again. Yes. So anyway, Ask the Malcors, is having a pickleball court on your property a positive or a negative?
Well, it's so funny because I feel like this is from Jessica.
Yes, it probably is. It's a friend of ours.
Okay.
Yeah, who loves pickleball. Yeah. Gosh, that's a tough one. I've never been asked that. My gut would be it's like a pool. You know, it's going to limit potentially your buyers on who are willing, because there's going to be upkeep there that you don't typically have in your backyard. But, pickleball is becoming huge.
So popular.
It's taken over.
You may pigeonhole yourself into an age demographic when it comes to the purchase.
Are Good you point saying too? Something about
I'm just saying
I
that
pickleball.
I love pickleball too, but I'm just saying it speaks to a certain age range.
Do you guys play?
No, we want to learn.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
I know. Yeah. I used to play tennis, so I feel like I could just make it smaller.
Me too.
See, I used to play ping pong, so I
could. Yeah, so you just make it a little bigger. We'll just meet in the middle.
I like that. It's not that. It's the opponent. If you guys are both at the same level, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think that's what's key about that. The good thing about when you mentioned a pool, a pickleball can't be that expensive to put in.
Put in the slab.
Yeah. No, but you've got upkeep there, you know, and so it does
I'd rather have a home close to a pickleball court.
Yeah, then have to take care of it. I think a lot of people feel like that about a pool. We'd rather be near a pool and not have it in our backyard.
I had a house one time on a lost Dauphin that I was the listing agent for, and it had a pool. And somebody would show it, and they'd call and say, hey, John, you might want to come out and check out the pool. There's two dead squirrels in there. Or whatever. It's like constantly running out there and shocking it with this. Because one day it'd be somebody, hey, your pool is green. And it's like, oh.
Yeah.
That's because nobody was living in the house. And it's like, oh, man.
Yeah, I had one like that, too, where we went out to the house. I was showing my buyers around. We go to the backyard, and there's a pool back there. And the water is just brown, and there's ducks swimming around it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Well, we had one too that there was nobody living there, and there was a chair in the pool floating.
Oh,
and it's like,
God.
This is not healthy.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we were talking before you came here about interest rates, and not that should be the driver, but there's a lot of talk of interest rates. I know the Fed, Matt, they didn't do anything with it, but there's
lead story on the news the other night.
Yeah. A little pressure to do something.
Right.
Yeah.
How's that affecting the market?
I'm going to just throw it to this guy.
Right. Oh, I'm that guy.
You're
I'm
that guy. Yeah.
I gotcha. No, I mean
I'm just here for the fun.
That's where we love you.
Yeah, that's right. No, market's responding very well. I mean, the buyers are still out there. The thing with Wisconsin is that we are a seasonal market. You know, the winter months are different, very different than the summer months. So we are starting to come into the home stretch. I mean, how close are we to fall? I think we're like 45 days away. So things are starting to taper down, but those interest rates aren't preventing anybody from going out. I mean, 6.3% still really good. We're seeing the same numbers that we did last year and the year before. So it's still going, still plugging along.
Well, one of the things we talk about, one of our huge sponsors is Pella Windows and Doors.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
And you've talked about how important that is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I found that list of the different things. Yeah. Can you guys, because as a realtor, I used to get that with people. We're thinking about before we sell to do such and such. And you never really wanted to give them too much advice.
Yeah.
Because if it backfires and it's like, you know, we never recoup that money, then you're on the hook for that. So could you guys go over some of the things, the best return for your money in improving homes?
Yeah. Off this list?
Yeah.
Well, first of all,
just so everybody knows. Is this from TikTok?
I don't know. I don't know what TikTok is.
Okay. So, or Reels. I bet you got on Reels.
I don't know what that is either. Yeah. I just saw it and I thought, oh my God, this would be a cool thing to talk about.
Yeah. Well, I love their, like, the potential ROI. Because
Jim and I talk about this all the time and we don't know what we're talking about. Yeah. When we talk about this. So we got actually something here.
I think these are a lot of good things. I'd love to know how they came up with these numbers on your return on investment.
Okay. And you guys tell me if you disagree.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Number one, paint. I think we've talked about that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can do a ton with just paint. Honestly, you can do a ton with just paint and changing out the lighting and the flooring.
Yeah.
I mean, those are
well,
huge.
You know, but paint too takes a house that looks dirty, makes it look clean. A house that's dark, brightens it up. And something that's dated with dated colors, it can make it look new and modern. So paint does a lot.
You know, I remember one time I was this real elderly house. Okay. One of these small little ones around the area.
Sure.
I haven't told the guy, you ever think of maybe putting a coat of paint in the kitchen? He goes, no, my dad said just wash the walls.
Yeah.
And it's like, I hadn't heard the term, wash the walls.
Yeah.
But do you remember, I remember back when I was a kid, when it got close to Christmas, totally. We got people over, they washed the walls.
Yeah. We'd put a little TSP in the water, trisodium phosphate, and a sponge, and wash the walls.
Yes.
you learn karate at the same time.
And part of it, I think, was to get rid of the smoke. You know, the smoke things.
Yes.
Because everybody smoked.
Oh, yes. Smoke and the oil for the heat.
Grease. Yep.
You know?
At the shelter, we do that. The residents do that. And there's a guy that's like, you know, ever since being here, I washed my walls.
Yeah.
His parents didn't. So
I mean, you don't realize how dirty they get.
Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do it that often, but I mean, it's just another thing.
Yeah.
That paint, and we're going to move on from the paint, but just something kind of neutral. I mean, you don't want to get too loud or else it's like, I don't
know. No, you know what? You really, especially when you're moving, just create a blank canvas. You know, go white, go really light cream.
Right.
You know, if you're going to get into the grays, I'd stay really light. You know, gray was hot for a long time, but you're starting to see that kind of change. But, you know, create a blank slate so when somebody walks in there, they can envision their bright artwork popping off or their furniture, you know.
I feel bad for people sometimes because I love the HGTV shows.
Yeah.
Okay. I love Chip and Joanna.
Oh, who doesn't?
You know, the other two people down in Mississippi, I think, Todd, is it Laurel, Mississippi?
Yes.
I think, because you used to live by there, right?
I think
remember it's
Todd.
That real big guy? And the Okay.
Yeah.
Love those shows. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the thing is, like, even with Chip and Joanna, I remember maybe 10 years ago now, it was the hottest thing going.
Yeah.
Shiplap.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, okay, no more Shiplap. Well, all these people, like, took what they said for gospel, and they put these things. It's like, was that trendy now?
Yeah.
And is that, do you have to advise people sometimes be careful of that?
Be careful. You know, shiplap is expensive, especially if you're putting up, you know, the real stuff. You're still seeing it, though, but not on that level. You're seeing it more as a small accent, or I don't even know what those little wood beams are called. You're seeing those all the time, you know, that are kind of going in just to kind of accent a wall.
Okay.
But, you know, you still see it here and there, but how they used it, like,
that's what I mean.
You know, from one side to the next, no, you don't see that very much too much.
Well,
but it's still nice looking.
And it never hurts to look for inspiration, too. I mean, go down to Boss's News Depot, peruse the home decorating.
We had Lisa on the other day.
Yeah.
And she's going to be a regular on here. And I told her that I've traveled around the country and I had a lot of free time. And the Saturday mornings I'd go to. No one can compare for an old fashioned magazine shop Boss's.
Yeah.
And you're I would walk out of there with like four of those magazines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love those things. And they've got the greatest selection you'll ever find.
They do. Yeah. They do. And that smell of tobacco.
Oh, God. We talked about that. If you could somehow, like, can that smell in a candle or something? Just love that place.
Yeah, for sure.
There probably is one. Smoke.
Yeah,
I think I've seen it at TJ Maxx.
Yeah, actually, I have too. It's campfire smoke.
Yeah,
I know candles. I know that.
Yeah. All right, the next one is walk-in shower.
Walk-in shower.
And that's a good one. You know, I think, you know, especially in the master, a walk-in shower is nice. You know, you're starting to see, you don't see many tub shower combinations in, you know, unless it's kind of your main bath that maybe the kids are using. Walk-in shower in your master is huge. You know, if you only have one thing, have that.
I would think that would be a huge return on the investment,
right? Yeah, it would.
Make it big enough, though.
Yeah, make it big.
What are you saying?
Well, you don't have just that stuff in shower.
Hey, sicko, what are you saying? Yeah. Wow.
Is the shower making me look fat?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And tubs.
You know, the mirrors. I almost took a picture of myself in the mirror the other day.
Oh.
Why was when I was showing you the picture?
Don't run for office.
I had I suffered a serious burn the other day. Did you hear about that?
No.
With a steamer, a clothes steamer.
Ooh. Oh, yes, I did hear about that. You were steaming your clothes. No, I don't. Okay.
With this clothes on. Are you listening?
Yeah.
It's like, all right. Part of you say good for you. You know, I mean, you just... clothes on. Do you iron with your clothes on? Anybody?
I have. We had somebody on here that said they did. Remember, Todd? Somebody said they were ironing with their clothes on, and they got burnt.
I don't think they're no longer with us. They're no longer with us.
Never mind.
I don't know that you're going to get anyone on board.
No. All right. What else do you recommend for ROI?
You know what? On here, number three is solar panel install. I don't know.
Not sure about that one.
I think over time you're going to get your money back on that. I think it depends on what
Pretty big investment to begin with, isn't it?
I wouldn't do that to sell your house.
Okay.
I think if you plan on building or you plan on staying there for 30 years, you're going to, you know, maybe save some money and, you know, of course, help our environment. Okay. But what's the next? Kitchen cabinets. Absolutely.
Ooh, Deanna and I, we duel about kitchen cabinets sometimes. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to redo our cabinets.
Yeah. Yeah. And really all I wanted to do is just take them and repaint them and paint them, you know, just kind of zhush them.
Yeah.
And new hardware type thing.
Yeah.
Yep. New hardware, new paint.
Really anything you do in your kitchen, you're going to get a return on. You know, if you change out old countertops, paint your cabinets, you know, I wouldn't do a full out kitchen remodel when you're planning on moving. I mean, I can say that now. Now that some time has passed, but anything you do in the kitchen.
But you know, I will say this. I remember showing about a $500,000 house and you could see where they went. I hate to use the word, but they went a little bit cheap in the kitchen on their countertop.
Oh, yeah.
That stood out. Everybody commented on that.
Yeah. You hit a price point where you need to have some sort of, you know, Corian, granite, quartz.
Yeah, those luxury accents.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. And they're not that expensive.
I just totally agree with you with the kitchen, how much time people spend in the kitchen.
And everybody comes in the kitchen.
And everybody talks in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we got this dining room table out there, but everybody's in the kitchen. Yep. And my dad used to say that all the time. He goes, I got this big house and everybody's in the kitchen.
I know.
But that's where people hang out. So I would spend a little bit more money as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got to set a quick break. Ben and Deanna Malachor, Bay Area Realty in the house. Back after this.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. We're with Ben and Deanna Malachor from Bay Area Realty, located around the corner of Walnut and Broadway. If you are looking to sell your house, if you're looking to buy a house, trust me, folks, you'd want to check with these people first. Ben and Deanna Malachor, Bay Area Realty.
And you can use these people to buy and sell a house, but let's talk a little bit about the buyer's agency. If I want you to represent me, and there's been some...
Yeah.
It's the word settlement? Not really.
Yeah, some changes.
Changes.
Yeah, settlement. Antitrust settlement. You know, that the changes that are coming our way.
Nationally, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nationally. Yeah. Totally nationally.
Across the country.
And to the benefit of the consumer.
Right.
To the benefit of everyone. You know, and in the state of Wisconsin, not a lot is changing because we kind of had these things in place before.
Right. We had great contracts.
We do. You know, Wisconsin Realtors Association does a really great job of looking out for all parties of the transaction, no matter what side you're on. So we've been very lucky. So for us, you know, there's a few minor changes, but for the most part, it's how we're talking to our clients and making sure that we're very transparent on what's happening. But with the buyer agency, the one thing that I do want to kind of point out before we maybe get back to this list is within the next couple weeks, when you want to see a house, your agent is going to need you to sign a form. That can be a buyer agency agreement if you're ready to really say like, hey, you're my agent, I'm working with you. Or it can be a pre-agency showing agreement. but they have to have a signed contract to be able of some sort to be able to take you in that house to show it to you. That's the main difference that I think people are going to feel when you're buying, because right now a lot of times we'll show some houses, really get to know each other, make sure we're a good fit, and then we have them sign something. That's changing. It has to be signed before, but you don't have to sign a buyer agency right away. They do have that showing agreement.
So what about the people that have really no intentions of buying? They just want to kill some time on a Sunday.
Tires, right?
They're on a Sunday afternoon. Let's just go look at houses.
Go to open houses.
That's the same.
You can go into an open house?
Yep. You can go into an open house. You don't need any agreement to do that. No. You know, any agent that's there is there on behalf of the seller. They're not your agent.
Oh, that's a good
point. It's open to the public.
It's invitation to the public, general.
Yep. So that doesn't change. It's when you're seeing a private showing with your agent.
And that's almost uncomfortable, isn't it?
To ask for something signed. Yeah. Can you get them
for like, okay, it's just for this house. It's like, one house I want to see.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah.
That's you know what I mean?
You can.
Versus a 6-month lockup.
Yeah. Know what? At that point, honestly, I would just do a showing agreement. Okay. The showing agreement is really general. It lays out, you know, what this is about. This is just to show you the house. If you want to write, now we need to talk about, are you going to be my client or my customer? So those are two very different things in our world. I would just do a showing agreement. If that person's not ready, if you're not ready to have that conversation as an agent, or that buyer's not ready to sign on and saying, you know, I really want to work with you, I would just do a showing agreement, honestly.
Okay. People then could sign multiple showing agreements.
They could. Yep. You're not bound. You're in pre-agency. So you're not tied to any one realtor at that point. Right. Once you sign that buyer agency,
you're committed
And you're committed to working with them. You may not have to pay them. It may still come from the listing firm. It may come from the seller, or it can also come from the buyer. And it's always been that way. It's just a matter of talking it through with people a little bit more.
So this, and I had heard that Wisconsin was kind of ahead of the curve on this. This wasn't going to be a really big deal. A couple tweaks in the contracts.
Wow.
But in some other states, it was a bigger deal.
Yeah, there's a lot of states out there. It's, you know, you see some of the contracts or people talking about on Facebook, and they're like, an offer to purchase that's like 2 pages. It's
talking to a gentleman the other day, and he was talking about the contracts in Connecticut, 2 pages. Yeah. And when I sent him the contracts for a Door County property, he was like, holy man, what's with all these documents?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, it's just standard disclosures and...
Right.
Information for you to protect you.
Yeah, Wisconsin does a really good job on theirs. I mean, not only they explain every single thing on there, you know, they tell you what the terms mean so you don't, you know, you're not confused.
Right.
So, you know, we try to walk through, especially that first offer, if somebody hasn't written
CYA
for a while.
CYA for both parties, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
You're not kidding. So, so that's one thing that I think buyers are going to notice, and probably the main thing that they're going to notice when they're going through some of these changes is that you have to have something signed prior. It doesn't have to be a buyer agency.
Okay.
Though.
All right. That's good to know. Okay, cool. All right. Yeah. Get back to your list if you want. I was just wanted to touch on that because it's been in the news
lately.
It's a
very important thing. Yeah. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, it is. And there's more. And we'll kind of talk, I think, through some of the changes kind of going forward.
Because, and I'll be the first one to say, when I was looking to buy a house or doing whatever, I didn't even know there was such a thing as buyer agents.
Yeah.
I just thought you called the people that are selling the house and they do the whole thing. And there's a whole different world out there. The best recommendation I can give for people is learn, and get yourself educated as much as possible before you get real serious.
Well, until they sign that, and this, you know, hasn't changed, but until they sign that, we're all working for the seller.
Right.
Until that agreement is signed, that buyer agency, now we're working for you. And that's a really different level.
It's a whole different level.
Having somebody be able to negotiate on your behalf.
Well, and that's just it. It becomes a matter of representation. And do you want to go to somebody who is, to write the contract who's not really representing you, but representing the seller? Yeah. And that's the importance of the buyer agency.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we had paint. We had walk-in shower, solar panel, kitchen cabinets. The next one is garage door replacement. I don't know. Yeah. I think
it depends on your garage door.
Yeah, I guess. How bad is your garage door?
Yeah.
You're
looking dicey.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Place,
I think Then we've got.
But that's such a big part of the view.
Yeah.
It is.
You know what
I
mean? Like, especially
forward facing. Yeah.
Especially some of these suburbs or whatever where it's all garage.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's like the front door we were talking about yesterday.
You're right.
You know,
first impression.
My garage, those
way
of us who live in the hood, they're in the back, but it's. yeah, the front door, but yeah, that can be the front door for some of these homes.
It can be, but I don't know for a return on investment. Unless it's really damaged, yes, then definitely. But
I think the next one's the bee's knees.
You've got 2 minutes.
Okay.
Dot's giving us the sign.
The home pet care automation. I tell you, our pets, they're special to us. I think there's a huge return on investment on that.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Yeah, home like pet care automation. Fence. Well, I think you know, a couple things. I mean, the electric fence, you know.
Cameras, maybe.
And in addition to that, people are putting the pet showers in their garage.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
And
does Milton have one?
No, he's got a pool. No, I didn't know they had them.
Oh, yeah. They're putting them in a lot of new construction.
Dog showers? Yeah.
Dog showers in the garage.
I have never heard of this.
Yeah. I think custom new constructions, but yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I got pretty much room in
I think you should do this.
Talk to me next week, John.
Yeah.
I want one of those cute little things that you can see your dog and give them treats while you're gone. But that's not tied into your house.
I do have that. I do have that camera in the house for my dog. Just make sure he's okay. Yeah,
there we go.
I do have that.
Yeah.
But
and he turns the radio on for his dog so he can listen to him.
He's listening to him right now.
Yeah. Oh, very nice.
Every morning. Soothing. Yeah, he loves his dad. I don't know about John.
Yes, he hates me. Ben and Deanna Malcor, Bay Area Realty. You guys are so much fun to have in the
Thanks
studio.
Thanks for having us.
And I learn something every single time you guys are here. That is the honest to God truth. Give them a call if you're looking to buy or sell, ladies and gentlemen, located right here downtown Green Bay. We got to send a quick break. When we come back, Operation Coffee, back after this.
Thanks.